Vanessa Martinez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one episode at a time. And my friends are here as well.
Yay.
Introduce yourselves.
Yes, I'm Jackie. Yes.
Hello, I'm Jason. I can't wait. We're into season four. We're getting there. A lot to be done.
Yay.
Yes, so we are on season four, and this is the 75th episode, the one with the cat, which premiered on October 2nd, 1997, with 25.54 million viewers. And at this point in time, I was 8 years old, I want to say, nine. So Jackie, give us a quick plot overview.
So with the title, you think, oh, it's going to be about Phoebe's smelly cat. What? It's not a smelly cat at all. First, Joey and Chandler's apartment gets robbed in trying to make a sale of the entertainment center. Monica dates an old high school crush, and Phoebe thinks her dead mother's spirit is reincarnated into a cat, but not a smelly cat, just a regular cat.
Yeah. And so I think one thing, too, to note, too, this episode about this, her mother's spirit is in the cat is because this episode was actually dedicated to Marta Kaufman because her mother had passed away.
Yeah, Dorothy Kaufman, it says at the end, which I thought was, like, really sweet. It was like, oh, okay, because it does kind of come out of somewhere. But then when you see that slate at the end of the episode, you're like, oh, okay, I get it now.
Yeah, and they make kind of, like, this episode kind of makes – all those feelings that you go through if you lose somebody close to you, like your mom or whatever, they make, they're not making fun of it, but they're making light of it.
Light of
it. Different situation.
Yeah. And that's how like Phoebe explains it to Ross at the end. Cause Ross is again, the very logical scientific one who says like, you guys have to tell her that this isn't right. And then obviously they find the flyer and stuff like that. But then like reasoning for Phoebe is the second time she reasons with him and it's like, okay, like, you know, this is why I feel this way.
Yeah, and it's true because it's like when you lose someone, you want so bad to have them back that you'll do anything to start thinking, that this is a sign, and for some people it is and for some people it isn't, depending what you believe in or what, you want to think. Mm-hmm. For Phoebe, the fact that the cat went into her guitar case, that was a big sign that was her mom, Lily.
Yeah. It's very sweet. I mean, the whole thing was very sweet, and it shows that childlike nature of Phoebe again. Mm-hmm. And when she says to Ross, how many parents have you lost? I mean, that's, cutting down to the quick.
Yep.
That's right to the heart of the matter. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was, really – I'm sure that's how Marta was feeling when she wanted to do this storyline and wanted to go this direction. So, we all have our mothers, so we
– Yeah, thank God.
It feels like, I know do not look forward to the day when
don't even want to think about it. I don't even want to think about it. It was going to be a hot mess. But it is nice that Marta does have this outlet to actually like let people know that like this is something real that we deal with and that like this is how she's dealing with it. And then again, the friend's way of doing it, that they make light of it. So I think that it was really sweet. It was really sweet because it is kind of random, but then you understand it with that last slate. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was one of Phoebe's she doesn't have very serious moments. And I felt this one was just, as Jason said, it was like to the punch. It was very, not Phoebe-esque.
Yeah.
But it was great the way she did it.
Yeah. Cause it's the way that Marta is feeling, the way that they're feeling when you would lose somebody. So, for the rest of the episode, Chandler and Joey get robbed. And I thought this was like, what? Chandler finally wants to get rid of the entertainment center. And then they try to sell it. And then people come. And then Joey tries to make a sale. He says, I was trying to make a sale. Gets in the cupboard. And then the guy locks it in. And then their whole apartment gets robbed.
So it was funny because, Chandler just really wanted to get rid of that thing. And Joey, didn't because he built it. He was so proud of what he had built. And he had even given the chick and the duck a home by, making one little shelf, decorating it with a disco ball and Christmas lights. So I thought that was really sweet. But yeah, it was just, he was trying to sell it, wanted to sell it for $5,000.
I know. Isn't that ridiculous?
He made it with his own hands. He made it with his own hands. It's a work of art.
Yeah, building something is not easy, especially for me. I have never applied myself to build something. Yeah. But I really should try.
Wait, not even furniture, like the IKEA furniture?
Not really. I mean, we got a TV console we had to assemble, but I let Caesar handle that.
Oh, okay. I built furniture. I built a table from IKEA with my dad, and it took us way longer than we expected. It was so annoying. So it's like, now I look at that table, I'm like, oh, me and my dad built it, you know, from obviously instructions and stuff, but still, I just remember, I have a memory of that with him, you know, like building this table.
You're proud of it.
Yeah, you're proud of it. And also it's like, oh yeah. And then the neighbor downstairs got mad because we were banging on the floor. It's like, it's Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Like, I just moved in. We're building furniture. Sorry.
Yeah. But, so, go on.
Oh, no. I just thought it's very Joey-esque. Like, he didn't really, like, think it through.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
He overbuilt it, too. Yeah. To start with. And then the whole thing at the start is Chandler got his ugly suit ripped on it.
Yeah. Was an ugly suit.
Yeah, I mean, but still, like, I feel like, I would feel like Joey in this case, you know, it's something I built. It's something that I'm proud of, but also you have to come to terms if it doesn't fit where you live, then you got to get rid of it. Mm. You know, it's too big.
How are you, how do you get that thing out of the room? It's so big. You're never going to get that out of there. It won't fit in the stairs or the elevator either.
Yeah, you won't. That's so true.
It's hilarious, the whole thing. The whole absurdity of it's hilarious.
And I don't think it actually, come think of it, because I don't think they actually, like, I'm trying to think when it actually goes away. And I don't think it actually, like, they don't
say it. We never see it go away.
Yeah, they don't mention it. It's just one of those things that kind of just disappear.
Well, they got robbed. So did the guy.
Well, but that they didn't take that.
He was in it. Yeah, because Joey was in it. So they
took the boom box.
The only thing that was left was the dog.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
The dog. And that carpet in that apartment is hideous. Oh, I think I had that same carpet in apartment once. It's so terrible.
Oh, it's terrible. I know. And when I look at apartment listings, there's still carpet in a lot of places. I'm like, why do you still have carpet? Like, I am not going to pay this much for a studio or a one bedroom if you still have carpet in your place. Like, no. Done. Not
carpet like that. So terrible. The other thing I love too that about the Chandler Joey dynamic, no one knows what Chandler does.
Oh yes.
Joey thinks he's an accountant, but he's not an accountant. No one really understands what it is he does.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I think they all had those friends that work in business too who were like,
what do they do? Oh yeah, it's hilarious. You will see more of that in a later episode, because it's like, you still don't know. It's like, that's another one of those running jokes. You still don't know what he does. And it happens in an episode that's very like, it's a big pivotal, not pivotal. I would say it's a big subject of what they're doing in one episode. Hmm. They still don't know what he does. So how's that tease?
It's a good one. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. The whole console thing was good. I like that part. I like how they were robbed in the process, because it's something you always, you know, whenever you try to sell something, whether it's on OfferUp, Facebook, wherever it is, you meet people somewhere else so that doesn't happen to you. In this case, it happened here. And
how could you meet them somewhere else too? Because it's like, you can't bring that cupboard, you know, like, come pick it up, you know?
That's true. And I mean, the robber was played by Mark Unger. And he was in Thespian, a TV series. I've never seen it. He was in Veep. He played Sean. And those were his two long lasting roles, I would say, but I've never seen him or heard of him.
No.
Yeah. Really. I know Veep, but I don't watch the show, but I know of that show.
It's a good show. Yeah. But, did you guys also notice the Magna Doodle?
I did notice, but I read about it, but I didn't really know. What does it say?
So the Magna Doodle message showed, it's saying spam to the world when the burglar is locking Joey in the closet. That I did not see. Yeah, spam to the world. I did not see that, but that's what fans were saying when I was looking up this episode. Uh-huh. What I did see was after that, the burglar leaves a message, thanks for all your stuff. I saw that part.
Oh. I didn't know that. I'll have to look back and look at that.
I didn't notice that either.
Oh my gosh, thanks for all your stuff.
Yeah.
That is just rude.
Oh, I love that magnadoodle. It's always there. And they have little messages. That's actually one of the items that Matt LeBlanc took home. Like at the
end. Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I wonder if he still has it.
I think he does too. Oh, you know how much money he would give up, like, if that was charity, like that magnadoodle, but yeah, he said it, I think, on Ellen or a talk show. He or Corden, one of those. He said he has that. That's cool.
Funny. I saw magnadoodle the other day at the store, but I didn't buy it.
Oh, you should have. And then I liked how they one of the prospects of coming in and buying the cupboard was another roommate dynamic of this guy building a canoe. And it's like, we'll just trade it out, you know?
Do oh, yeah.
I didn't understand where the canoe came from.
So the guy wanted a trade.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Guy built a canoe on his own. Like, he built it himself. So it's the same thing as Joey building the entertainment center on it.
So he stole all their stuff and left them the canoe.
No, I think that was a different person.
It was a different person, yeah. So before this person, the robber came in, Joey had other potential buyers come take a look at the unit. One of the potential buyers wanted to do a trade for a canoe.
So did they end up doing that? The center's gone now and they
No, it was before. So the canoe guy came before the robber. And Joey and Chandler said no. He's like, why don't you keep your canoe but take the console as well?
The ending shows them in a canoe. But I think because the guy just wanted to get rid of it for free, which is so random. Like, there should be an extra scene of them, like, hey, we'll call him up and take the canoe, you know?
No, I think it's funnier that they just shows up and they're
they're sitting in it.
At the very end with this, and that's all they have left.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, and then you'll see how they decorate the apartment.
Redecorate. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about, you know, the Rach and Russell sparring has begun.
Yes.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, we're back. And so this is a little bit of a difference out of the three. There aren't three really succinct storylines, are there?
No, I try to.
Hodgepodge.
Yeah, I try like when I was looking at it, I try to make my notes cohesive and kind of paragraph them into certain storylines. But this one was a little tricky to do.
Because you have Monica dating, you know, getting the call and running into the guy from high school, Chip, who ditched Rachel at the prom. But then that kind of overlaps with the Ross and Rachel sparring with one another.
Mm-hmm. The tension's still there, but in a funny way.
Yeah, I love how she points out that she is done. She is mad again. And she points out that he has to be right about everything. And my favorite line of this one is Jurassic Park could happen. Because he knows anything.
And then he just gives a look and just walks out. And like, because he knows what she's trying to do, drag her into it, you know. Oh, that was good. Again, it's they like the funny tension, it just keeps going. It's good. They give her a hard time.
Thing. I mean, he's the one who made them tell her about the cat. But then I love, once again, Phoebe's logic outsmarts Ross's
anybody.
Logic. And,
yeah. Totally. I like the phone call that, you know, Monica gets from Chip Matthews. Have you guys ever like wondered about a high school flame?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody does. I wonder about my friends, like any crushes I had, like how they're doing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think it's just natural, I guess, to kind of wonder.
One time, or actually this year, I dreamt of an old high school flame. And I was like, I wonder what he's doing. Went on Facebook, found him. He's married, has three kids. And he's a little political on my face. He's a little political on his Facebook. And then I shared something that he didn't agree with and I didn't get political at all. But then he like double tapped and laughed at it. Ha ha. And I'm like, what? So I went back to his page, double tapped and laughed at it. What is something else I didn't agree with? And I'm like, now we'll never have to wonder because we all have social media now to see what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, they had to call each other, you know, to set up this date. And it's kind of, I like this storyline for Monica because, you know, it kind of shows everything she went through when she was young. She, you know, was teased all the time. They had to make a special costume for her when she was, they had to make a band uniform for her, a custom made band uniform. And so it's kind of like, it was her revenge on Chip Matthews. This was her crush. This was her high school heartthrob.
Yeah.
And, you know, when she goes on that date, he's still a high school heartthrob, literally. Because
some people peak in high school, and thank God some of us peak after high school.
Well,
the person who peaked in high school, can you imagine?
Oh my gosh. Well, and that's the thing too. It's like people who are from, again, small towns, you know, that they don't really move out of and get out of their bubble like everybody else. Some people get out of their bubble and know that there's so much more out there and that he's still in his bubble. He's still like, oh, do you talk to anybody? He starts naming off everybody. It's, oh, okay. So you keep in touch with everybody.
He still lives with his parents. He still works at the same movie theater. Chip Matthews is literally still Chip Matthews.
Well, at least she straddles that, you know, with herself about like, you know, what it would be like to date Chip Matthews. But I also, and we see Chip Math, we know that the one in the prom video, that's who she's going out with. So then now you know what happened at that actual prom, which I didn't even realize that until I rewatched the episode. Yeah. He left her for 2 hours to go have sex with Amy Walsh. And then it's like, and then Rachel comes back and says, oh, how's Amy Walsh doing? Oh, I haven't seen her since. Oh, whoops. You know, like he knows what he did. So Rachel should have gone with Ross on that time.
Yeah.
But then it would have been a whole nother friend's life.
It would have definitely, you know, the storyline wouldn't have happened if it were for that reason.
But I like how they bring it back to that because we do visually know that night, what happened that night when they went to prom together.
Yeah. Yeah. I this is a good second episode, I would have to say, you know, because they set up the storyline and they continue that play on play with Ross and Rachel, you know, having to Ross thinking he's always right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, what I did kind of wish that they continued on was the whole Chandler and Monica, you know, storyline.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they had to bring in a Chip Matthews.
Yeah.
It needs to progress slowly.
Yes.
I agree. I do want to see more of it, but I feel like it does need to go slow. And this was a nice little diversion for her to date him and for her to get over that too, that whole high school crush and the whole thought of it. I thought it was good for her to move on. She finally got the date and then it did not turn out to be the way it wanted to be. And she got to dump him.
Yes.
Yeah.
She got to dump Chip Matthews.
Must have been like a dream come true, right?
Yeah.
Totally, right?
And then Chip is actually, his name is Dan Gauthier. He's still acting. He was actually Dick Harrison on 90210. That was the gig right before Friends. So he had that gig, 90210, then he came to Friends. But now he plays, he's Bruce Cooper on Faking It. He was on One Life to Live, All My Children, like all of that. Like he's still acting around. So Dan got
here. He's a handsome guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just liked also like all the puns that they did with him. A lipper from Chipper, you know?
And he is like, what? Like, what does that even mean?
I know.
That was good. Did you guys have any favorite lines?
I think when Rachel's trying to bait him again when she's trying to bait him and says Jurassic Park could happen, and she knows this was going to get him going because he has to be right about the science.
Yeah. I didn't really have any, so but I liked that part.
Yeah, same. Did you guys notice too that the Phoebe's cat was named Julio, which is one of Monica's exploits at the diner?
Oh yeah. Why do you have to be named Julio?
I wonder why. Yeah. But hopefully other episodes will explain it to us. So coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, Joey gets a new job and Chandler gets cuffed up. If you like this episode, subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes, and follow us on Friends with Friends podcast on Instagram. Give us a double tap, like, comment.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.